Hello, my name is Kanoa, and I am 9 years old. And you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Kanoa. Good morning, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Musical Time Machine Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer our time-bending quizlet later in the show. We fired up our time machine as we fly by the Romantic period, and as the doors open, we can see we are in the 20th century, which gets us almost up to today. So what's in our toolkit now?
We have the technology.
The biggest change really is in the way we can all relate to each other and hear each other's music. In the Romantic period, nations were just starting to come up with their own sounds, and now they've done that. We have recordings and the internet and all sorts of ways to share our art. As a result, in the 20th century, musical styles from around the world started to mix. New styles of music like jazz and blues were born, and those ideas started to show up in classical music. Here's a little bit of Rhapsody in Blue. So now more music is heard by more people, and composers can be influenced from sounds all over the world. Today's music from the 1957 musical West Side Story is a great example of that. The composer, Leonard Bernstein, uses the full powers of the orchestra to create a big symphonic sound that's still in the form of the mambo that Latino teenagers from countries like Puerto Rico would do at a dance hall. By the way, mambo from West Side Story features a very important job for you. Now, and for the rest of your life, whenever you hear these notes, you have to yell the word mambo, like this.
Mambo!
Are you ready? Let's mambo. Was the mambo from West Side Story by 20th century composer Leonard Bernstein. Hope you had fun in our musical time machine this week. Now let's send our time machine back to the time machine rental company and answer our quizlet. All week long we've been asking you what is the oldest instrument known to mankind that makes sounds that can't be made with the human body. No singing or clapping allowed. Our hints: the first one was apparently made out of cave bear bone more than 43,000 years ago. The ancient Sumerians and Egyptians made them out of bamboo. Makers started building this instrument out of metal in the 1800s, and now most of them are made that way. And the answer is the flute. Little flutes made out of carved bones with holes in them have been found dating back tens of thousands of years. That's it for Musical Time Machine on Kids Commute. We'll be back next week with a new theme and a new Quizlet to go with it. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony. Bend over, touch your toes. Now move up and touch your knees. Now you're a Tony too.
Take care now.